I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. New Voices Opera performs a double bill of two brand new operas written by female composers Friday, May 8th at 7 at the Buskirk Chumley Theater. They'll perform Thump by Kimberly Osberg and The King in Yellow by Melody Ertvirsch. Osberg is a grad student in the Jacobs School, a native of Wisconsin who comes via Luther College in Iowa.
Thump is my name for a readaptation that I did of Edgar Allan Poe's short story, The Telltale Heart. Honestly, the title of it just kind of came from the heartbeat that would thump, thump. Thump, thump. But in my computer, I didn't want to call it thump, thump, so it just turned into thump. In Poe's short story, there's an unnamed narrator who is speaking to the reader, and we never find anything out about this narrator in terms of who they are. We don't even know if it's a man or a woman. And throughout the short story, we find out that he's killed somebody, an old man, and we don't even know what the relationship to this old man was. And the entire short story is spent with the narrator trying to convince us that he's not insane and hasn't lost their mind. But as the story progresses, that quickly becomes more and more unbelievable. When I was doing the libretto, I didn't want to just do a linear storyline because it's been done so many different times. So I went through the short story and found three different types of voices within one person and the narrator. So I've used each of the three characters that are in my opera to portray these different voices that I found: a violent voice, a compassionate, guilty voice, and one that oscillates between the two of them. None of them actually have character names, but the three singers in my opera are Mariyanthi Hatsis, Connor Liddell, and Tislam Swift.
Melody Ertvirsch from Australia is a recent Jacobs School grad. Her opera, The King in Yellow, is based on a book of the macabre and eerie stories from the 1890s, stories by Robert Chambers.
Yes, I discovered it nearly 3 years ago, I think. And the psychological horror, so they're the kind of story that gets under your skin and you can't really stop thinking about them. And this is why for such a long time now I've been using them as inspiration for my music. There's a lot of, I guess, repeated patterns that slightly change because you want that kind of repetition that is something that does get stuck in your head, but at the same time is evolving. So I tried to go through this method of, I guess, repeated variation. I don't know what the technical term would be in this case, but it seems to work. Like, I'm happy with the results. The story that we've used is The Mask, and we have four characters, three main ones: Boris, Stephen Berlanger. He's a sculptor, and my impression of him is he's kind of a little self-obsessed. He's been reading The King in Yellow, which is the fictional book in the story. Outside of that, you've got Alec, Marquise Carter, and Genevieve, Amy Berger. Genevieve is Boris's wife, but in the past, there's been a love triangle between the three of them.
We've been talking with composers Melody Ertvirsch and Kimberly Osberg. The New Voices Opera presents their Thump and The King in Yellow Friday, May 8th at 7 p.m. in the Buskirk Chumley Theater. Stage direction is by David Cote. The conductor for the evening is Carlo Vincent Frizzo. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.